What's going on, brothers? It's the Lime Chow, you know the name? Got another video for you. It's written title, The Year of the Chameleon. Here goes. Shout out to Hardcore Tito for bringing up this subject and weighing in on it. So I figured I'd go ahead and add my two cents. So, for you brothers out there who have eyes, ears to hear, you know that the evictions have already started. In my neck of the woods, I'm starting to see more women holding up homeless signs. And as we go into 2022, the belts are going to tighten and certain troughs are going to find their benefits snatched away from them because they're making too much money. And a lot of them were getting PPP loans. So because they have the bag, so to speak, that means they don't need any benefits, right? I mean, that's the way the government sees it, so a lot of them are not going to get any benefits. So this is where they start shifting into chameleon mode. And this is where you brothers owe it to yourselves to master your Lico game and perfect it. I've already mastered my Lico game and perfected it. My bread is fed. I got my financial act together a long time ago. And that's what I promote on my channel. You see, that's the difference between me and certain boomer simps. You see, I know that there's trouble with labor in the capital. I know that. And I also know that at some point, these troughs were going to be trying to trade sex for canned goods. You could very well see that in these next few years. I mean, hell, they already objectify themselves on social media, but if you take pictures of them or if you call them out, they want to say, well, you're objectifying women. I said, no, you objectify yourself 24/7, 7 days a fucking week. But yeah, there will be more chameleons going into 2022, and it's going to increase. So that's why you owe it to yourselves to master your lockout game, and don't be surprised when they start ripping off our verbiage. You see, they need your bread and butter. They need your resources. Never mind the fact that they have been telling themselves for 60 plus years they're strong and independent. They don't need no man. Never mind all that. Never mind the fact that they're strong and independent, but they have debts they can't pay. 70% of them have student loan debt, and 2/3 of them have credit card debt that they are not going to pay back anytime soon. But you are supposed to run back to the plantation, wipe them up, and shoulder all of their financial burdens. You're supposed to be their workhorse, their punching bag, and their personal slave. And that's why, over on female dating strategies, they're peddling extortion as dating strategies. And now you know why. Because they're not really strong nor independent. They need your resources. I'm expecting it to get ugly, so I've prepared for it. And I'm sure you brothers worth your salt, you brothers have eyes, ears to hear, you prepared for it. And going forward, you're going to hear stories about certain simps being set up to be robbed and some of them being set up to be murdered. Because we all know that even though we've been telling these bitch-made simps to stop simping, a lot of them are going to fall victim to these trollops who are trying to get them to part with their resources. You're going to see that. But we're wrong for mastering a lockout game and perfecting it, right? We're wrong for doing that. We're wrong for learning, adjusting, and adapting. Do you brothers remember back in 2010, they put out an article titled The End of Men, where they were gloating and scoffing at men who had lost their jobs during the economic downturn? Do you remember that article? I remember it. And we get fast forward to 2021, and we see that a lot of these trolls and DNA dumpsters are getting evicted. A lot of them are going to lose their benefits going forward because of the PPP loans that they've got, and because a lot of them are making too much money, so they're getting dropped. So, if you wake up one day and get on YouTube and start seeing more anti-feminist content from these trash bags, DNA dumpsters, please understand that they're doing this because the gravy train has been derailed. But they need you. They need the pit wallet. They need the workhorse. They need the personal punching bag to run back to the plantation, wipe them up, and shoulder their financial burdens. And I'll be the first to tell them that I'm not shouldering a damn thing. I mean, for 60 plus years, they've said that they're strong and independent, they don't need no man, and that they're my equal. So if they are my equal, that means that they can fight their own battles, clean up their own shit, and shoulder whatever burdens that they have in this life, including financial burdens. And those burdens are very heavy. That's why men die sooner than women, because they have to shoulder a lot of burdens. And speaking of burdens and shouldering financial burdens, I think Dennis Sperling had mentioned something about at some point in the future, you should not be surprised if you have heard, if you start hearing reports that women are dying sooner than men because women chose to be CEOs, women chose to be strong and independent, and now that they're shouldering all these burdens, they're dying sooner. Don't be surprised if you start hearing reports about that. But going forward, you're going to see more chameleon activity. You're going to see more of these trolls and DNA dumpsters ripping off our verbiage. You're going to see more of these dating roaches and these bitch-made simps and these boomer simps trying to funnel all these trash bags to you. Yes, you brothers worth your salt, you brothers with eyes to see, ears to hear, you brothers who made your bread fat because you focus on skills and abilities, not chasing tail. You see, I can tell you what the boomers have failed to tell you in your youth. You should focus on skills and abilities. Skills and abilities are far more valuable than chasing tail and pursuing relationships. Because the peace leave and sex in this day and age is worthless. Sex has been worthless since the free love movement kicked off in the 60s. When that kicked off, sex became worthless. Everybody was fucking their neighbors. They were having all this nasty ass sex and popping out children who were addicted to heroin. And these bad seeds had children. Now you know what happened. So going forward, master your lockout game and perfect it. And as far as community activity is concerned, just ignore it. Think big. Block, ignore, ghost. Continue to focus on skills and abilities. Because these boomer simps and these measure out butt plugs, they're not going to tell you to do that. They're going to tell you to play the game, toe the party line, or as one dusty-ass boomer simp said, well, these women who are looking for the 20%, well, they're right and you're wrong. No, motherfucker, we're right and they're wrong. Sex is a lower brain function. It's a part of life. It's not the end-all, be-all. It is what it is. You brothers with your soul, you brothers have eyes, ears to hear. Keep your head on silver during these perilous times. I know I will. You do that. This is Lion of MGTOW. That's all I got, brothers. If you like the video, let's share in the commentary. Feel free to subscribe. If you're new to my channel, you find a tip jar on the upper right-hand side of the screen. That's just the plus icon. All right, fam. All right, brethren. You know what's real. You know what you're going to live in. SYSBM. As for these ditch pigs, these broke DNA dumpsters, and these destitute single mothers, we're going to shift into chameleon mode and rip off our verbiage because they need a pit wallet. Give them nothing. This has been MGTOW PSA. Welcome to the site. See you soon.